After 3 years of design, innovation and build work, Team New Zealand have launched the AC75 they will sail to defend the America's Cup in Barcelona later this year. The boat has been given the name of Tai Horo, making a connection between sea and sky. And we're joined by our sports reporter Felicity Reid, who is at the Team New Zealand base in Auckland. Felicity, tell us about the boat.
Well, this boat's had a bit of a drenching of a different kind than it would have expected today. Just as they took it out to be launched, the skies opened up here. So not only were they breaking the champagne over this new boat, they were also getting quite drenched as we got to see what it was like. But after this 10 months, as you sort of say, it's been building for such a long time, and they've had 45 boat builders putting together what we're seeing today. Because the teams are only allowed to build one of their AC75s during the cycle, a bit different to last time, what we've seen out here today is probably not the absolute final product. There'll be some tweaks. There will be some things that if people do see this boat that they will recognise. The foils, for example, are something that the Team New Zealand used on their last boat, and they have put them back out on this one. Now, that is a little bit of foxing because they will work on their foils before they actually start racing in Barcelona. One of the other things you might recognise about it is it is a lot narrower or sharper at the bow, which is a move away from their last boat. And because this has been still in the AC75 rule for this is the same ones as that were here in Auckland in 2021, the class rule has changed a little bit. So the boats are lighter to make them better for light wind performance. And also there's been a reduction in crew. So there will only be 8 crew members rather than 11 on board when they start sailing as well. And the hydraulics, another thing that they've said, that they've had a bit of a change. We don't actually get eyes on those. Those are hidden underneath the deck. So we don't actually know what that looks like. So we just have to trust that they've made some changes there as well. And Team New Zealand isn't the only boat that has been launched recently. So we may have seen Alinghi or Luna Rossa have brought their boats out. And I was speaking to one of the Team New Zealand designers who said there was a real possibility that all of these boats for the America's Cup could have kind of rolled out looking a little bit the same. But he said everyone in the each design team has taken a bit of a different approach. So the boat that we've got here in Auckland doesn't look anything like the ones that for, say, Luna Rossa or Alinghi. And we've still got 3 more boats to be released as well. And some of the things like the mast and the rigging and the foil cant and arms and the hydraulics, all of those things are quite stock, so across all of the boats. But it's the other bits where they get to do some of their design magic. And they're telling me it's faster than last time, but of course they can say that because it's still up on a crane, so we don't know that yet.
Felicity, I suppose the most important question is, does it look like a winner?
Well, from looking at it and everything that they're hearing, I mean, they haven't moved too far away from what they had last time, and they won with that. So, yes, it probably is a winner.
What happens now that the boat has been, you know, unveiled?
So they hang around in Auckland for a couple of weeks, still a little bit more sailing out on the Waitemata. And then, interestingly, in previous years, they have flown the boat to places where it needs to go when they're competing offshore. But this year, they're going to put it on a kiwi fruit boat to take it from here to Barcelona. I'm told it's a non-stop trip, so we don't have to worry about what they're calling their precious cargo on its journey to make sure that it arrives in Barcelona in time, because they want it there to be able to race in it in late August, which is that third and final preliminary regatta before the America's Cup. And, you know, this new Team New Zealand boat doesn't actually need to be finalised until when they're actually racing the match, which is more October. So maybe what we see in August isn't quite what we're going to see in October.
Thank you, Felicity. That is our sports reporter, Felicity Reid, joining us there from Team New Zealand's base in Auckland, where they've unveiled their latest racing boat.